Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our February sermon series is What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Last week we talked about how Jesus is the friend of the hurting, the one who brings healing into our lives. Today we focus on the fact that Jesus is the friend of the friendless. According to a report by the Surgeon General, loneliness is an epidemic in this country. It's an epidemic that affects each and every one of us. Either we ourselves will experience loneliness, or we know people who are struggling with it. Today's gospel lesson teaches us that Jesus is there for people when they are lonely and they are hurting. Jesus is the friend of the friendless. Number one, the friendless man. In Luke chapter 5, we meet a friendless man, a leper. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." He's a friendless man, and the reason he's friendless is because of the nature of the disease called leprosy. It is both dangerous and extremely contagious. Today, it's known as Hansen's disease, and it can be treated with antibiotics, but there was no antibiotics in the days of the Bible and no cure for leprosy. People had leprosy in these days, and those days truly suffered. They suffered because of the disease itself. They would literally rot the flesh right off of their bodies. It would cause horrific scars and deformities. And the leper would smell because of rotting flesh. And of course, eventually, over time, it could be fatal. But not only did the people who have leprosy bear the burden of the disease, lepers were also considered outcasts. Remember, leprosy is contagious and there's no cure. The only way to control it is to keep lepers away from healthy people. Lepers cannot touch or be touched by other people. They are untouchable. Lepers could not be allowed within 6 feet of other people. Further, the better. They had to wear bells to alert people to their presence so people knew to stay away. They had to announce themselves when they were around people by saying, "unclean, unclean," everywhere they went. You can imagine how lonely a leper's life would be. They were unclean, unhealthy, and untouchable. This man is friendless. He is truly alone. Now, we can relate to a leper because, well, we too have been infected with a fatal and contagious disease. Much worse than leprosy. It's called sin, and we're all born with it. We've inherited it from our parents, from our first parents, Adam and Eve. It is contagious, it is destructive, and it is deadly. Sin brings with it certain consequences. One consequence is death, the worst of all, of course. The wages of sin is death, physical and eternal. That's the most serious consequence. Sin also destroys relationships. It makes having good marriages and good friendships really hard in this world. And one more result of sin is loneliness. Loneliness is something we all get to experience. We all know the pain of loneliness. Number two, the pain of loneliness. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone." Loneliness is one of the consequences of being sinners and living in a sin-filled world. It's not God's original intention. It's not what God created us for. God created us to have great relationships. We are created to have a fantastic friendship with God and wonderful relationships with other people. Now, we need in this world strong relationships to survive, and we crave better relationships in our life. But because of sin and the sins of other people, relationships are really hard, and many times they do not last. Beyond that, relationships can also be really painful. We can find ourselves choosing to be alone rather than in relationship with others. We can suffer rejection. We can be despised by others. We can be unloved by people that we love. Relationships can be painful, and therefore many times people choose not to live in relationship to others. And that's not good for us. It's not good for a person to be alone. Genesis 2:18. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone." That is so true. It is true also from a medical perspective, as the Surgeon General Report of 2023 tells us, our epidemic of loneliness. The Surgeon General, the United States government, recognized that there's an epidemic of loneliness in our country, and it's having all sorts of bad effects, especially on people's health. Let me just share with you some of the effects that isolation and lack of friendship can have on people. Social isolation increases our risk for, first of all, cardiovascular disease. Second of all, stroke. Third of all, depression. Fourth, Alzheimer's disease. Increases our opportunity risk of hospitalization, and it increases our risk for early death. Beyond that, I can't think of any downsides to it. The stunning conclusion that they drew in this report was lacking social connection is as dangerous as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Now, I think we're all aware of the harmful effects of smoking. Loneliness is just as bad, if not worse. We're not made to be alone. As the Bible says, and the Bible is always true, it is not good for a man to be alone. Or anyone else, for that matter. It's bad for us spiritually, it's bad for us mentally, it's bad for us emotionally, and even physically. We all know the pain of loneliness. Because we're sinners, we all know what it's like to experience rejection from other people. I want to share with you that your best friend Jesus also knows what it's like to be rejected. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 53, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. When we feel despised or rejected, or we are in grief, we can take heart, because Jesus has endured all of those things himself. Jesus doesn't want us to be lonely, so he took upon himself all of our sin, all of our grief, all of our rejection, and took that with him to the cross. That's what Isaiah 53 goes on to say. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, but we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. This is the Lord who comes beside us to be our best friend. When we feel alone, when we feel despised and rejected, that's the time to remember who our best friend really is. Jesus Christ. Jesus is the friend of the friendless. He certainly showed himself to be the friend of the leper who came to him. Luke 5:13. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him. This leper came to Jesus looking for a miracle. Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. He had no doubts about Jesus' power. His only doubt was about his own worthiness to receive such an incredible miracle. The man comes to Jesus asking for one miracle, but Jesus gives him two. Jesus does that a lot, by the way. He's always incredibly generous. Just remember the feeding of the 5,000? Baskets left over. Same with the feeding of the 4,000? Baskets left over. Same with the water changed into wine, 180 gallons of wine. God does more than what we expect or imagine. The man asks for one miracle, and he receives two. Luke goes out of his way to describe these miracles. The first miracle is the touch of Jesus. Remember, this man is one of the unclean, the unhealthy. He is untouchable. When was the last time he had been touched in a loving way by anyone? But now he feels the loving touch of his best friend, Jesus. Because Jesus doesn't want to just heal him, he wants to love him. And remember, love happens one person at a time. Last week, we talked about Jesus healing the huge crowd that appeared at his door that night at Capernaum. And remember how he healed them? He went through the crowd and touched each and every one of them. Luke mentions that as well. Luke, the doctor, he wants to make sure that Jesus, that people knew about the loving touch of Jesus. Jesus is a friend of the friendless, and he touches the untouchable. And his loving touch, along with his word, brings healing. Jesus touches him and says, it is my will, be clean. I don't know how much this man knew about Jesus, but I know at this point he's sure of one thing. Jesus is his best friend. What a friend he has in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Just like Jesus cures the leper, our best friend Jesus cures us. He cures us from our contagious and fatal disease of sin.
That's what the
Isaiah says again. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And by his wounds, we are healed. He heals us of our sin and gives us his forgiveness and everlasting life and meets our greatest need.
Our best friend
supplies all of our needs, including the need for relationships. Psalm 68, beautiful psalm, says, God is a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is
God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. God places people into families so that
they never have to feel lonely.
Even if we have no earthly family, we all
have a spiritual family called the church. We are part of God's family,
now and forever. But more than that, anytime we feel lonely, we need to remember we are never alone. Notice what Jesus promises. In our epistle lesson today,
Hebrews chapter 13,
never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. That's the promise of Jesus Christ. What a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. And with the peace of God, which passes
all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus.